Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening today, thank you for that. You're obviously a highly intelligent individual. Those of you who tuned in, you're pretty smart folks too. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday in the afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And those of you who've been writing me the nice notes about how much it means to you, that means a lot to me. Believe me, we work hard to produce the stuff that we do, and it's awfully nice to get a comment back from you saying that something that we said meant something to you, something that I wrote was important to you. Some Brain Trust member had something to say that you wanted to, you know, you'd like to know how to hear it again or see it again, or whatever it might be. Wherever you hear us or see us, anything like that is awfully nice to get, and I appreciate those of you who've been taking the time to do all that. Sam Norwood is a pretty cool guy. He's with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the partners at Tatum Partners, and he's the guy who joins us once a month, and one of two guys, actually, who joins us once a month to give us a report on how the economy's doing. This is a report that Sam collects from over 400 partners that he and his company have across the country. These are CFOs, chief financial officers, and chief information officers who are running small and mid-sized companies, and they're giving Sam the rubber meets the road report on how things are going, and he's here to talk about that. Sam, hi, how you doing?
I'm well, Jim. I'm doing fine, and I hope you're doing well, too.
We are, too, and I'm glad you are, and I'm glad you're here. You know, Sam, we were talking off the air about almost every conversation these days has something to do. You almost can't have a conversation without talking about this national tragedy, what happened in the Gulf region, the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama Gulf Coast last week.
It's because we've all seen it evolving. It's like a disaster in slow motion occurring. As it evolved, I think a lot of people are staying close to the news and reading and listening, watching TV. And seeing this evolve, I don't think we've ever seen a national disaster evolve as clearly as this. It's a little bit like 9-1-1, except 9-1-1 began and reached its crescendo in a couple of hours.
It was over 2 hours.
Yeah. And,
as far as the event itself, the some of the other stuff happened the rest of the day, but nothing along those lines went on for days.
Right, and it just and in this case of Katrina, it became more and more serious, and we don't know that we've not seen the most serious aspects yet, based on what seems to be in the water and folks being down there. So our hearts go out, and we're everybody as part of our conversation. We're figuring out how can we help, and our firm, for example, has put together a fund in which all of our partners, nearly 500 now. We've had a good year. We're continuing to grow. We're all contributing, and then the firm itself will contribute and send to the Red Cross.
Good for you. And you're going to send it to the Red Cross?
Yes, we are.
That's the organization you've chosen. And there are many others out there, and I'm good for you and for your folks for doing that. This is going to be a decades-long recovery from the time from right now until the folks in that region, especially New Orleans, till they say, you know, we're kind of back and we don't need any more help. We're back to as far as we're going to be. I predict could take 20 years.
It could very well, and it'll change. It could change permanently, like the hurricane of 1900 changed Galveston.
Right.
At 1900, Galveston was the largest city in Texas, and now Houston is the largest city. It's 50 mm-hmm. miles up the inland.
Yeah, Galveston's
not. And the same thing could happen with Baton Rouge, and Baton Rouge's population doubled from 250,000 to 500,000
mm-hmm.
In the last few days, and a large part of that will be permanent.
Right. Yeah, that's the one thing that you keep hearing when you talk to folks, when you hear people talking, is wherever they've gone, if it's dry, they like it there now. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. We got the survey that we talked about a minute ago. We're going to get Sam to tell us what his partner said right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Section for you in honor of our guest, Sam Norwood, who is an Atlanta resident. Sam Norwood is with us. He's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, you remember that song?
Yeah, that brings back good memories.
That's right. Sam, let's get into the survey. Now, we have to point out that this survey was conducted just prior to the hurricane hitting and all the knowledge that we now have about that region and about the impact on the economy, right?
Yes. It was actually conducted during, just as the hurricane, we started our survey on the 25th of August and terminated it on the 1st of September. The hurricane hit on about the 30th, and so most of our respondents responded before that. Some may have responded at the time the hurricane was coming in, but without knowledge of fully how it was going to develop in terms of the ultimate devastation, which had to do with the levee breaking and the ultimate.
Yeah, there were really two. There was one event across the region, and that was the hurricane. But New Orleans had two events. They had a hurricane and then a flood.
Exactly, and the damage from the hurricane was not really fully known and at the time that we conducted the survey. So the question then is, and I'll tell you the result of our survey, and then the question is going to be, well, is what's going to be the effect of the hurricane on business conditions generally? Our survey indicates that the momentum of the economy, which has been growing for, well, ever since November of 2001, it seems like a long time that it's been ever so creeping and leaping and growing.
Mm-hmm.
It still is growing, and our indications are that the trend is continuing in an upward way. So that's our good news, and we see small pockets of some weakness in employment and capital expenditure commitments, and to a degree, financing conditions in a small degree.
Any reason why that's the case?
Rising short-term rates.
All right. What about petroleum prices?
Well, petroleum prices
are they finally landing with a thud?
Well, you know, they spiked this past weekend. As you probably know, there are places where it went over $4 a gallon.
Right. Now, I'm not talking about so much. I'm not talking about so much the current price as I am just the now that they've been this high this long. You know, at some point in time, you think people. You know, I really feel like sometimes managers say, "Well, you know what? I'm going to ride this out for 4 months or 6 months or whatever, or maybe even a year." But now it's been more than a year with these higher rates, these higher prices, and you wonder if people aren't saying, you know what, this is real, I better hunker down.
Well, we don't see that effect happening yet. And I agree with you, that should happen at some point. Our feeling has been that it's got to be, that oil has to be in excess of $70 a barrel. Now, we're right up on the edge of that.
Mm-hmm.
If oil goes to $70 to $75 a barrel, then that's one thing. But up to now, we do not see the effect of that coming through. And generally, in the economy, the people, if you want to see what's going on with inflation, check with the bonds. Bond people are your best inflation indicators.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10-year bond yesterday was just at a little over 4%, 4.07%.
Yep.
It's lower than it was a year ago. And so that indicates that, I mean, no one would lend money for 10 years at 4%, let's say,
right,
unless they expected inflation, including the effect of oil prices,
right,
be less than that.
Right.
So far, either the world is in the United States and businesses are somehow ignorant of the high price of oil, or they're saying we can handle this. And
well, I think it's a condition of where the marketplace, the United States market, U.S. economy, but now more and more the global economy is becoming so much more efficient that it's able to actually absorb a single sector, albeit a big sector, but a single sector influence like petroleum. Everything else is not going up. Only petroleum. It's a monofaceted phenomenon, isn't it?
It is. Oil is important to us all because it's built into everything we buy.
It's the oxygen of the marketplace.
It is. But at the same time, relative to the total scheme of things, it is a smaller factor than it was 30 years ago, mm-hmm, in the original oil crisis when the prices really spiked and doubled and doubled again.
My economists on the show tell us that it takes half as much petroleum to produce a dollar of GDP today than it did 30 years ago.
That's really that's my understanding as well. And so it's still big, but it's not as big as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to absorb this. And remember back in 70, I can remember back to 73, 79.
Yeah, me too.
It was shocking,
it
got everybody's attention. For example, in the first case, the OPEC nations did stop sending any oil, and we had these long lines,
mm-hmm,
and it shocked everybody. In this case, it's been sort of a gradual, more gradual thing, and we're absorbing the effects of it.
Stand by, Sam. When we come back, we're going to get Sam to tell us what his folks think about the future, the next 60 days at least, right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners. And Sam, Tatum Partners is a pretty interesting organization. They've got folks, they've got CFOs, chief financial officers, and chief information officers. You can rent. You don't have to adopt them. You don't have to get married to them. You can rent them, right, Sam?
That's exactly right. It's a part of the current trend of outsourcing. We're an outsource supplier of individuals, seasoned executives who fulfill the roles of chief financial officers, chief information officer, and we do projects at the strategic level involving CIO issues and CFO issues and board issues.
Well, you allow small companies that want to become medium-sized companies or medium-sized companies that want to be big companies. You bring in brain power and technical power on an incremental basis, so people don't have to make a major capitalization just to test the waters, just to see what it would be like to have that kind of power and how that kind of power could add value to the company.
Well, our best type of client situation is companies that are in transition,
mm-hmm,
growing really rapidly and evolving, wanting to make new commitments, ones that are going through a down cycle, and need help in restoration. And so it's companies in change that are our best clients. And we do a lot with private equity groups, the portfolio companies, because those are all considered companies that are at some point going to be sold or merged into something else. And that's our cup of tea. We will
give us the website, Sam.
Find that.
Give us the website, please.
Website is tatumpartners.com.
And check it out when you get a chance, folks. Sam, what are your partners telling you about the next 60 days?
Next 60 days look pretty good. More of the same. In fact, in an overall sense, they say that the trend is up and higher than it was a month ago.
Why do you think that is?
Positive, but certain elements in that are not positive.
Why do you think they're so positive?
Well, there's momentum. The service sector is continuing to, which is a larger sector than it was years ago. Service is really strong, and this economy is just continuing to grow.
You know, Sam, I'd like to get your thoughts on your partners, but I think what's happening to the U.S. economy is it's becoming a true 21st century economy. We're making excellent transition from a 20th century methods and thinking and we're shedding some of that baggage. We're making the transition. We've got organizations that have some wonderful traditions that we're keeping pulling into the 21st century, but we're dressing them up a little bit and wrapping them in 21st century execution methods and delivery methods and technologies. And I think that's the reason why the United States economy is doing so well, and it's something that the U.S. does better than any other country in the world. We just don't fall in love with anything. We've got our history, but if something doesn't work, you know, we get rid of it. We don't fall in love with it.
Well, that's in within that same framework is the way that our partners work. We come in and we stay as long as we're needed and contributing, and when that need changes or we've completed the task, we go and it's efficient and inexpensive to our clients. Whereas in the old days, you'd figure you had to hire somebody and develop the talent from within. That's just not the case.
What you guys do is what's happening on many, many fronts across the economy. In terms of being lean and mean, in terms of not being having something so entrenched, whether it be committing assets or committing strategy, it's pretty fascinating, pretty interesting for me to see how this economy is evolving in the 21st century.
Well, it's fun being part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and so the next 60 days is pretty positive for your guys, including capital spending.
The capital commitments are down a little bit from last month, but last month they were up so strongly from the prior month. I think it's just an averaging positive trend. But the capital commitments are down a little bit, and employment is down a little bit after a big jump last month as well.
It'll be interesting to see, Sam, a month from now, how the hurricane situation has an impact, if any, on your report. And I'm looking forward to that already. Sam Norwood, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Great pleasure to be with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We'll see him in about a month. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.